Well, today marks the first 100 days of President Donald Trump's second term in office. This 100 days, it's usually seen as a period in which a president sets in motion the big policy changes that they want to see implemented during their time. Now, Mr. Trump will address a rally in Michigan tonight to set out his policy achievements. But opinion polls are suggesting that he has the lowest 100-day approval rating of any president this century. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been back to Pennsylvania. That was the decisive swing state, which Trump won with 50.4% of the vote, and to the famous Civil War town of Gettysburg, in an area that voted 2-1 for Trump. And Sean's been listening to some American voices.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump.
It's just 100 days since Donald Trump was sworn in for his second term as President of the United States. But what a whirlwind it's been. Tariffs, deportations, mass firings of civil servants, anti-woke, America First, Ukraine, Gaza, and more executive orders than any president in their first 100 days. So, how are the public taking it?
I like a lot of things he's done. I hate how he does it. He lies and he has no problem with that. That's what I have a problem with.
What kind of stuff do you like that he's done?
Well, I think some of the things to make tariffs fair, I think that's a good thing. But I do not think, you know, just lambasted saying, okay, we're going to throw 30% at whoever. You know, that's not right.
We're on the streets of Gettysburg, that famous Civil War town in Pennsylvania, the most hotly contested swing state.
Like he said, I don't like how he presents things. He needs to polish his act.
But the basic way he's running the country, you think
it's okay? I like that he runs it more like a business than some of the other presidents have.
They need to get rid of Elon Musk.
You're looking for honesty? Well, there's no argument. It sucks. He's aggravated and angered millions of people. You got 44 million Social Security recipients that are wondering where their next check's coming from. I am a veteran. He has totally defiled the whole image of veterans, and he's had 4 to 5 deferments personally. I mean, I can't say enough, but I said enough, I think.
What he's doing, some of it I agree with. It's just the way he's going about it that I'm not much of a fan of.
What kind of things do you like least about it? Is it the foreign policy? Is it the tariffs? Is it the domestic policy?
Oh God, all of the above. It's definitely giving the news people a lot of stuff to talk about. They're not at a loss for news every day, because every day it's something different.
Americans are normally happy to chat to reporters, and most did, until we mentioned Trump.
I probably should probably say no comment on it, just so I don't.
No, like my job, I can't.
We shouldn't do it.
One who was more than happy to talk was tour guide Eric Weeder. Originally from liberal Vermont, he moved to this Trump-voting county to pursue his Civil War historical passion.
I think it's going horribly. I think it's every day we wake up to some new type of chaos. And I mean, and that's that intrinsic fear that you have every single day that something else that he's gonna do or changed his mind or disrupt the economy or anything like that. I just think we're better than that. And I think, you know, being Americans, I mean, we wanna be able to do all kinds of nice things. We don't wanna mess with people from other countries. We don't want, you know, we wanna be friends with people, you know?
Yeah, is there any particular thing that annoys you about it? Domestic policy, the tariffs, the foreign policy?
Gosh, pretty much everything. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Every day he comes up with something else. He's just flooding the whole void right here, and there's something different every day. And it's just not something that Americans are really used to, and it's just, I don't know what we're doing right now. It's just not the country that I grew up in, the country I fought for, and the country that I want us to be.
This county voted 2-1 for President Trump.
Right.
This time, last time, and the time before. So they seem to like him, right?
Most of the people here have changed a lot just since Trump has been around. I mean, there's a lot more difference as far as the way the people, you know, act toward other people. You got to be careful, especially if you're liberal. You have to be very careful about what you say. You know, a lot of people are losing friends over all this because one side is so completely on board with whatever he does, and the other side is completely against it.
The office of President of the United States.
President Trump will set out his achievements in a speech in Detroit tonight, but the opinion polls put his approval ratings in the low 40% mark, the lowest recorded during a president's first 100 days.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
100 days of Donald Trump in office. That was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, reporting from Gettysburg in Pennsylvania.